And now welcome on the call, head coach of the Great Danes of UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Rob, how are you today?
I'm well. Good to see you. Before we get into what is an awful big game for your team on Saturday, just talk about how preseason camp has gone for your team and how you feel about him going into the season.
Yeah, you know, preseason's been decent. I think, you know, we've kind of adapted the last week or so here, starting to play better practice. And I think there was a little bit of a struggle from the coaching staff side, just trying to get ready with nine padded practices. And it's certainly a challenge trying to make sure, you know, tackling is a concern and things like that. But we're doing everything that we can do to be physical, especially with the matchup we're getting ready to play. And we don't get a warm-up game. You know, we don't get an opportunity to go out there and try to get a win, easy win. So we know what we're facing, and we've had a good, solid camp. And I think these next few days of practice are going to be really important as we get ready to leave for North Dakota State.
You talked a little bit about that matchup. Everybody is aware that North Dakota State is perennial power in the quality of their program, but obviously playing in the Fargo Dome presents challenges in itself. What have you done maybe to talk about that and to prepare your guys for that environment?
You know, the usual things. We have a really nice sound system at Casey Stadium. So, you know, we've utilized that. I think the neighbors have been very patient with us in our early morning practices, but you know, we're doing everything we can with you know, to prepare. We have a couple coaches that have coached in the dome, and you know, it's always an advantage for a team to play at home, especially when they have a crazy wild fan base. And I've been in that environment many times in my career at all different levels, and I think we understand what it's going to take to play, you know, and the bigger issue for us is matchups and the talent level that they can trot out on the football field. But we'll be ready. The noise is all part of it. We'll be ready for it.
First question from Mark Singlet. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Greg. You know, I think you'd already scheduled the Syracuse game, you know, a few years ago, which certainly would be challenging enough playing an ACC team on the road. Why did you decide to open up with a game like this and play such a powerhouse FCS team for your opener?
You know, it's something I've always done in my career. You know, from when I was a high school coach and took over a program, I immediately scheduled scrimmages against the highest level I could get. You know, when I was at Duquesne, we were playing scholarship programs when we were non-scholarship to try to challenge. I think it's important for our kids to get to play these kind of games. You know, even though our league is so tough, when this opportunity presented itself, it was an easy decision for me. I probably would have rearranged our schedule around it a little more if I could have, but you know, we have 4 out of 5 on the road. We're playing pretty much all ranked teams and an ACC team, so it's a really difficult start to the season, but it's just fun, you know. I think it's what we want to do as a program. It's why we schedule Pitt and Syracuse and people like that. It's a great experience. So that's what we're trying to get done. And obviously, you know, there's always that thing you want to compete against the best people out there. And certainly North Dakota State is one of the top programs in the country, if not the top program.
I mean, they're an FCS team, but does it feel a bit like you're going out to play an FBS opponent, Rick?
No, not really. I mean, I think the top of the FCS is really close to the FBS level. You know, I mean, we've played some FBS teams, and when you look around at teams in our league, James Madison, there were some Richmond teams, you know, the really top football teams. When I first got here, you know, New Hampshire has been a great program, Maine. A great program. When you look at the top of FCS football, the CAA and the Missouri Valley, I think they can compete very easily with most of the FBS. So I think they're playing a BCS program? No, I don't. I think that, but I do think they're a top program, obviously.
Next question, Greg, from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Greg, I'm just curious, a couple of other CAA teams have played North Dakota State in recent years, Delaware, James Madison, obviously. Do you reach out to any of those coaching staff to get their feel for you know, what playing against the Bison is like?
No, you know, I think internally we have people that have been in the dome, and I think that when we line up and play the teams in our conference, we're playing some great football programs. You know, we play Delaware, we play all these guys. You know, we do our thing, and for us to have a chance to win, we got to play our game. It's nothing new for us. I mean, we know we're going to be in a tough football game. We know we're an underdog. You know, we're used to that role. But at the end of the day, if we can play our game and we're going to have a chance to win, it'll be a great day for us to have that ball late in the game with a chance to win. That would be fantastic.
Greg, obviously Jeff Undercuffler had a tremendous 2019 season, the 41 touchdown passes last spring because of being just so beaten up in your wide receiver group that you were. It seemed like never really got those connections going. Are you back healthy at the wide receiver spot? Do you feel like he's primed for another big year and being able to develop some continuity with the receiver?
Yeah, you know, I think – you know, the best part, he has really started to practice well the last 5 days of practice. And I think some of that had just to do with we're finally getting some consistency in the receiving corps. We got a group that we think is pretty good. There's not a ton of game experience in there overall, but there's some talent. And, you know, we feel like as that group's about 90% healthy right now. And that's just a good thing because that's been a struggle for us. I mean, it's like anything, when you're rotating people on the O-line and at wide receiver all the time, it can be hard for a quarterback. And I think, you know, now that we're settled in a little bit on the O-line and settled in at receiver, you can just see Jeff starting to really pick it up. He's making good decisions. He's doing good things with the protections and he's being smart with the football. And that's a big part of who we want to be.
Got a follow-up from Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Greg, with Quincy Patterson being named North Dakota State starter, what do you do for him, and do you look at much of Virginia Tech, whatever Virginia Tech film you might have? Is that what you look at to prepare for him?
Well, yeah, I think the thing I should have done was look at the Virginia Tech tape because it was like a nightmare for a defensive coach. But yeah, he presents massive talent. He runs like a running back. He can throw the football. Size, you know, he's to add him into what they do makes it even more of a challenge to try to hang in there on defense. So. You know, he's a talented football player that can hurt you in many, many ways. So yeah, it's going to be a tougher chore with him back there at quarterback, no doubt.
Greg, talk about, we touched on the offense, your defense and what you like about your defense headed into what'll be a big challenge here on Saturday.
Yeah, the defense is, you know, we've got a lot of guys back with a lot of game experience, and I think that's, you know, they've been our strength and at times over the last couple of years. You know, we pride ourselves on defense. You know, we're not the biggest group out there, but we run really well. I think it's probably our fastest defense that I've had since I've been here. And I think, you know, we're going to need to utilize our speed and aggressiveness in this game. And like I said, North Dakota State presents a lot of problems, but, you know, our defensive line's got a lot of experience. Our linebackers do. Our safeties do. And I think it's going to be a interesting challenge for us because they're very difficult to fit run plays and with a running quarterback at the skill level that they have now, he runs the ball kind of more like Trey Lance than he did, you know, some of the people they had last year in the spring. So it's a little bit different, but he adds a dynamite dimension to their offense for sure. It'll be a big challenge for our defense, and I think tackling is going to be a big part of this, and you know, and special teams will be a big part of this.
Before I let you go, pretty cool setting that I saw online yesterday with you presenting some scholarships to some guys to close out practice. Talk about how that all went down and the timing of being able to do that.
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, every year we do something a little different like most people. And, you know, one year we had our police department come in with lights and sirens and come out and hand out scholarships instead of citations. So that was good. And this year, you know, we did a little trivia game because we knew they'd be caught off guard and we were able to give out some scholarship money, do some hardworking walk-ons, which is so important. It's, you know, I told our athletic administration, it's literally my favorite day of the year when I can do something like that. You know, we get to do so many things as football coaches, but when the emotion that comes out when someone is loved on the football team like that and receives some scholarship aid to help his family. It's just a great day, and it's an emotional boost, and it was a lot of fun to do yesterday.
All right, Greg. Good luck on Saturday out at NDSU, and thanks for your time today, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care.